There's a new sound that's coming from the Central Australian desert. That earthy, grungy sound of Indigenous desert rock is getting something of a makeover. The Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association has joined up with a Melbourne-based record label to create the sound, so let's hear it. This is the title track from the Chintu Desert Band, and it's called Jamukunura. Tracks Jamukunura from the Chintu Desert Band. Let's find out more about this new desert sound. Miko Smith is the head of music at Karma and is in Alice Springs. Tim Cole is with him. Tim was a member of Not Drowning Waving. He's also a producer. He's known for working with artists like Shelley Morris. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. How's my pronunciation, Miko, of that song title?
Yeah, not too bad. Jamukunura is a Luritja phrase. It means grandfather's country.
Okay, Chintu Desert Band, whereabouts are they from?
They're from Kintore, which is on the border of WA and NT, and Haast-Bluff or Nunkaritja.
So fairly remote part of the country, I imagine.
Yeah, Kintore's about 6 hours' drive, I think.
Six from Alice.
Yeah, yes. From Alice. So, that's right out there.
Yeah, so how difficult is it to work with a group that's that remote? How do you come across them and work with them?
Well, these guys are really special people. They do a lot of travelling to make all this stuff happen. We've done stuff in their centralised community in Haast-Bluff, but also a lot of things in Alice Springs. But yeah, we just have to organise things really well. Mobile phones and internet aren't really available out there, so we have to stick to timelines and deadlines and really move on them and hope that everything's working.
Yeah. Okay, Tim, what's your role in all this?
I've been employed at Karma Music as the in-house sound engineer producer, so working with the bands, recording, mixing, producing the music.
So I imagine these are a lot of bands that would it be fair to say don't have a lot of experience in a studio like you would have had in the past, your music experience?
I guess it depends how many times they've been in. No. I mean, not as much experience. I've been doing this for a few years, but... But they're pretty good at it now. Chintu have had a lot of sessions and overdubs and working. We've put a lot of work into producing this album.
Mm. What sound are you going for, though? What are you trying to achieve?
Definitely, like, you look at what's unique about a sound, about a band, an artist, and say where they're from is something that's unique, language, and the stories of the songs. But, you know, this working with the sound to make it sound like it's from place. So if you can picture the band out there rehearsing. So we do things like dirty up the sounds a little bit. Say the hi-hats, we might then run them through a guitar amp and then sneak that into the sound just to add a bit more edge to it.
Mm. Why is it important for the sound to be dirty so it has that sense of place?
Just to, like, creating something unique, you know. It actually has that already. When you go and listen to the music out there, that the desert reggae does have this sort of rockier, stronger, more sort of bold, confident sound to it than, you know, what you might say saltwater reggae.
Mm.
So it's more about, you know, and this adding a bit more, you know, intensifying that a bit, bring that idea across a bit more.
So, Mikko, there is a definite desert sound.
Definitely. Yeah, some bands now are branching off into other things with the advent of technology and access to more resources, but there's been a sound in the desert for around 30 years which stems from Bob Marley and Lucky Dube, which is this reggae, but it's not island reggae, it's been sped up about four times. It has it's similar sort of parts, but it's normally talking about in the local language, it's talking about the land or love or stories in culture about looking after places or respecting things and that knowledge that's been passed on. But the sound itself, with that mix of language and that sped up reggae, yes, we call it desert reggae, and it's been around for 30 something years.
But what is it about reggae? Why did reggae really take hold in the desert, the Australian desert?
It does sound strange, and I don't have a real answer for that. But it's a strange phenomenon, but it's a way of expression. I think that they've picked up. There's been other people around the world that have expressed a story through that, and they've seen that just as a media, and followed it through. I guess, it's kind of strange because we do have desert reggae here within Central Australia, which goes into all states and territories around Alice Springs, but also there's saltwater reggae, as Tim mentioned, which is more in the top. In Queensland and around the top of the Northern Territory and the top of Western Australia, it's a similar sound, but it's more islandy. It's more saltwater. It's more flowing. Mm. Here is a more rigid sound, and I'm really not sure how the reggae started, but it is a very interesting story.
Tim, have you been a reggae fan in the past?
I sort of came through the punk scene where all those reggae influences in the Police and the Clash. And I do remember sitting with Bart Willoughby from No Fixed Address, and he was telling the story when he first heard Catch a Fire, Bob Marley. He said, this is the music I want to play. And that, you know, We Have Survived was one of the first anthems to come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this new desert sound that we're calling it, it's featured with the Chinto Desert Band that we've played one track from already. Mikko, can you suggest another that we should play?
Yeah, look, another song off this new album, which was released last week, is Guppy, which means water. And it's really a great experience we had last year at the Imbantua Festival. These guys headlined on the Saturday night.
Yep.
After
Jessica Malboy?
I think so.
Yep.
Guppy is actually a song about the old men in the community saying when the rain will come and which direction it's coming from and what it's all about and what the value that is to the community. Because being in the desert, you know, when it does rain, it's a very special moment. And what actually really happened on that evening was it started to rain halfway through the track. and it came from the west. It was exactly perfect, as the guys were singing. And we've had people come in to us who are from that language group and have said, that was amazing. You know, there was someone there, there was something there. There was a spooky feeling after that. Everyone had goosebumps, and it was just an amazing, amazing thing to happen.
All right, Mikko, thanks for telling us all about it. Mikko Smith, the head of music at Karma, and Tim Cole, former member of Not Drowning Waving, now working in production with this new release. This is Chinto Desert Band. Chinto Desert Band, and the track is Guppy.
future is a coming and the people all know. Life giving copy is a coming our way.
The track's Guppy, new from the Jintu Desert Band, from the album Jamakunora.